of you. I hope I don't disappoint you. This is great. Thanks for coming and standing here. Wonderful. I'm Markus Feiner. I'm from Gramunio. I'm an open source journalist, and I have a short presentation about Kontakt, which is a software that I've been using for like 20 years now, it feels. I love KDE, and I'm probably a little bit biased when it comes to desktops and whatever, but I'm using it in an enterprise environment, and I wanted to show you some of the nice features that are in there recently, and also a little bit critical about what works and what doesn't work. And as we've heard right now, we saw the Thunder. Some of you may have seen the Thunderbird talk just before, and it's so great to hear what those guys are doing, and the Evolution guys and all of the other open source groupware guys with EWS, Exchange Web Services, protocol that was developed by Microsoft to enable other clients, especially Apple then, and to integrate it with their Exchange services. And now we at Gramunio, my wonderful colleagues, I'm not a developer, yeah? My wonderful colleagues did an Exchange Web Services server in open source with complete open source implementation, and it's working with Thunderbird, Kontakt, Evolution, EM client on Windows and Apple devices and Android. So. But that's not the topic of the talk. The topic of the talk is Kontakt from KDE, and I'm already in the middle of the introduction and agenda. Or let's just go back once. I'm doing introduction, then I'm showing you a Kontakt, then some features that I really like. I may give you some hints for starting with troubleshooting, and if we have time, there'll be a Q&A. I've done this very talk the first time in 2018 at an academy in Vienna. It was 45 minutes then, and I've done it with two-hour workshop also. So please, I'm sorry if I don't manage to speak about everything. And anyhow, I'm not a developer. Did I say that three times now? Then it's safe. Good. I'm a senior open source journalist. I was team lead at SUSE for documentation. I've got my own company running since the year 2000. I'm working with Linux since 1994. And now I'm open source evangelist and open source ambassador at Gramunio in Vienna. We are doing a drop-in replacement for Microsoft Exchange in completely open source and pretty fast, and it's really cool. I consider us still a startup, even though we have installations with five-digit numbers of users and stuff. And I'm the one who's trying to get that into the media and writing articles about it and stuff. Apart from that, another head of mine is I do a lot of NGO stuff like this here now. It's not really for the company, but it's for KDE, and I'm also press speaker of the Scientists for Future in Germany. So. My claim for my own company, and then we're done with advertisement, is I'm doing a lot of digital sobriety, which is after the Greenland stuff. Everybody, or a lot of people think of, do we really need this new, hot, fancy shit, or is there something that is just enough for us? And what do I really need? There's a different approach in many people. And so that's basically all the stuff that I do with my own company, and here is some of the icons of things that I like, love, or have been working with. And end of advertisement. This is what we are talking about. So I got 11 minutes left, as I see. That's cool. Here's KDE Kontakt. I mean, I assume that most of you know that. That's the groupware client in KDE. And it has a kind of a framework of a lot of applications. It had mail, address book, calendar, journal, RSS, and lots of modules that you can use. It once used to be the only groupware client on Linux, but there's also Evolution now, and Thunderbird, as we heard, and Thunderbird is working really fine. I must really say that I've been testing that before. So what has KDE Kontakt? Many people don't know it has full keyboard control. It's really cool. If I want to copy or move a mail from one folder to another, let's say I have this mail here in the OpenSUSE mailing list. Yeah, this is public, so this mail is somewhere on the web, and no private data. So if I want to move that to the FOSDEM folder, I would just type MFO. M means move, FO means it will pop up, after I hit M, the list of available folders will pop up, and FO means instantly it will filter the list by everything that has an FO string in it. And the FOSDEM folder starts with FO, but I can just hit return and move it there. It's the fastest that I have, and I only know similar behavior from MUT or other CLI device. That's actually one of the killer functions why I'm using Kontakt and not really Thunderbird, despite Kontakt had, especially, who was there when KDE4 was there? Okay, I see the tears. And yes, oh my God, that was hard. But it's also got address book, calendar, journal, like and RSS integration. I said full keyboard control. Another thing really important for me is I've done a lot of migrations, and something that is very costly and expensive in migrations is mail filtering rules for filtering your mails into different folders. Yeah, that is very costly, and normally it's left up to the users to rebuild all these filters again after they've done that. Sieve is a protocol, an open source protocol, and there is only a few clients around, but Contact is the best client for that. I'm going to show you screenshots of that, that allows you to filter that on the server. Dovecot does it, other mail servers do it, and I really love it because my mail is filtered and sorted before I even fetch it. What, 5 minutes left? It says eight. Ah, okay. Good. Let's go back. Then we have IMAP flags. I can flag mails. We have EWS integration also in Contact. We have CalDAV and CarDAV integration. We have Google Next OwnCloud integration. And I don't know where IMAP permissions went, but you used to be able to allow your colleague to access a special mail folder directly from the desktop client. So this is what it looks like here. You see the markierung, that's the IMAP, that's actually real IMAP flags in the background that is set on the IMAP server. So this is available also for other clients that are able to read this. Here we have the sieve editor with the sieve language for filtering emails. Here we have the availability of calendars. You see from Microsoft Exchange to DAF, CalDAF, Google Groupware stuff. And this is how you set up the Microsoft Exchange, EWS. Thunderbird does this still a lot better. You have two or three steps more to configure in KDE Contact than in Thunderbird. For example, the automatic recognition doesn't work yet because that should redirect you to from Microsoft 365 server to, for example, your Gromunio server if you have one. And under KDE, this doesn't work. Under Thunderbird, it works perfectly. You can, thanks to CalDAV, you can also use Android apps together with that, but that's not really a Contact feature, but that's how I work. You see here my screenshot from my phone. I've got two calendars. I've got one calendar here. This is the February. There should be FOSDEM somewhere. And here's journals and tasks that I share, for example, with my wife or my colleagues. And then there is CarDAV is address book, and Contact already shows, displays a QR code for every entry in there. It auto-generates that in the address book, which I really like. And we have templates, mailing lists, support. You see, you see, I can just create a new message from a template. And the template is a special folder. So if you put a mail in the template folder, it will appear in this list. And then you can just, like these things are invoices I have to send every month. I make a template. And we have special features like the context menu for mailing lists. You see, this is the mail that I showed you before. This is the OpenSUSE mailing list. And then there is an entry here. And you can do all the things that you need, usually, for mailing list support you have here in the context menu. I really love that. Then there's archives, backups, and config, import, export, and modules up to AI text that you can integrate. I haven't tried it yet, but I just saw it. Then here is, you see the Exchange. This is what it looks like with Exchange Web Services in Contact. It does not work flawlessly yet. It works much better in Thunderbird, in Evolution, but we are working on that. Yeah? And then you have Akonadi in the backend, which is a search and indexing server. And you have tools for that, especially Akonadi Console, which does where you can go really into the depth. You have a debugger and protocol and everything. It's an expert tool. I'm too stupid to use it, but it's really cool. It's really helpful, and some command line tools for that. I'm almost done. This is a list of the files where KDE Contact and Akonadi store their data. And I guess we have a little time for questions, do we? So, questions.
I have a couple with a microphone for the video, or not necessarily? Yeah,
it's easier if you speak in there.
Okay. I have three practical questions, and you can just pick, seeing the time, I'll just pick one that's easiest to answer. You said it's easy to copy things with a keyboard. I'd like to select some mails and copy the text of the subject, which I was not able to find out. And it seems my filters are local. I can execute them locally, but I don't see them via another client as if they are sieve filters on the server. And I'm struggling a bit using identities to get this up and running. So,
so first of all, there is local filters and sieve filters. So it's two different concepts.
Can you migrate them?
I do not think so. It's a different language. Yeah. So I'm not using the local filters. I'm only using the sieve filters. I have never had the situation that I needed to copy just the subject field of emails. Yeah. But that is something that you can easily do because the storage is like a mail there or something. It might be local somewhere, or copy it to the local mail folder, and then you can do the grep on it because then you have the headers, and then that's the most, the easiest. Maybe we had to ask the contact OK mail developers about that. What was the third question?
Identities.
Yeah, I've got like six identities, but it's a plain text file. You can edit it in the plain text.
Yeah.
I'm copying them. Actually, these are two files, the email defaults, mail transports. Oh, I forgot the email identities. It's also an email identities is the name of the file. Yeah? And I copy that and mail transports and mail defaults, I copy from one machine to another. Yeah.
Thank you very much again.
Thank you.